From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And it's my great privilege to welcome you all this Lord's Day evening to our Let the Bible Speak program. It's good to have you join us, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next quarter hour, as once again the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here, this time to Let the Bible Speak from Matthew chapter 15 and verse 28, the words of the Lord Jesus, Great is thy faith. Mr. McIntyre is speaking upon the subject of saving faith, so be sure to continue listening as the message is coming right after these words in song.
Bible reading will be taken from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Today we're going to think about the words of our Lord which are contained in the verse 28. Great is thy faith. While upon this earth, Christ ministered primarily to the Jewish people. He did not, however, exclusively restrict himself to the Jew. In Matthew chapter 15, which we have read today, our Lord crossed the northern frontier of Israel into Tyre and Sidon. In this region, Christ is accosted by a Gentile woman who cries, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord." Her facial expression, her body language, and the tone of her voice revealed that this dear lady was excited, animated, emotional, and desperate. She had good reason to feel this way. Her precious daughter was possessed by a demon. This possession threatened her child's sanity, her health, and ultimately her life. The Lord commended her bold approach for help in this her hour of tremendous need. This commendation is contained in our text, where Jesus said, "Great is thy faith." Today mankind is possessed with a problem which is far more universal than demon possession. This is outlined in Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin rules in the heart of man. It separates men and women from God and life. It is the reason for all unhappiness. And except we are delivered, it will render us guilty before God in the day of judgment. How can we be delivered from sin? As the faith of this woman in Matthew 15 was acknowledged by the Lord, so God is pleased with the sinner who approaches him in faith. I would like to consider today the characteristics of saving faith as we find them in the life of the troubled lady in Matthew chapter 15. Firstly, please notice that saving faith is opportunistic. This woman was presented with an opportunity because the Son of God was in the region where she lived. Like every good opportunist, she grasped the moment and cried out for help. Every time the unconverted person hears the gospel, reads its track, or is challenged by a Christian, there is an opportunity presented to get right with God. Today, as you listen to this broadcast, God may be speaking to your soul regarding eternal issues. Will you grasp this opportunity and ask God for salvation, or will you let it slip away? If you are to be saved, you must seize the moment the Lord in grace is giving you and cry out for mercy. Secondly, please observe that saving faith is persevering. The Lord's initial response was most discouraging. In fact, he appeared to ignore her request because the passage records that he answered her not a word. Despite this, she continued to cry out for help. Perhaps you would dearly love to be a Christian, but you feel that God is silent to your voice and disinterested in your pleas. Perhaps you have been struggling with spiritual issues and you lack assurance and real peace in your heart. God sometimes appears silent to draw us out in faith so that we would cry out the more for mercy with real desperation, acknowledging our tremendous need. Persevere, dear friend. Persevere. Don't let God go. Cry out. Seek him with all your heart and you'll find him. This lady was also discouraged by the rudeness of the disciples who wanted to send her away. On occasions we can be put off Christianity by the unfeeling words or harsh ways of those who profess Christ. Christ is perfect, but those who follow Christ are not perfect. And if you look for faults in Christians, you'll find them. But this woman looked past the disciples because she knew in the final analysis that they could not save her, that they could not help her. Despite their rudeness, she looked to the Lord because she knew that he had the answer. Look past people today. Look straight into the eyes of Christ. Cry unto him for help. Thirdly, I wish to draw your attention to the fact that saving faith is humble. After the Lord saw her perseverance, he compared the Jews to children and the Gentiles to dogs, saying, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Why should I bless you? I have come for the Jews." That's what the Lord was saying. You're only a Gentile woman. She was quite happy to have herself compared to a dog, because she stated in reply, Lord, what you're saying is right. I'm only a Gentile. I'm only a dog, as you say. But even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall to the ground. She was quite pleased to put herself in the place where the Lord would put her. Just so long as she could get something from the Lord, even if it was only a crumb, she acknowledged her need. She acknowledged herself to be a sinner. She acknowledged herself to be nothing, but still she cried out for the Lord. So often today, men and women are filled with pride. They act as if God owes them something, because they have a good life, because they are grand, because they are righteous. We must see ourselves to be sinners. We need this humility of heart. I deserve nothing, Lord, but give me something. Be gracious to me. Fourthly, please observe that saving faith is bold. She was bold in that she saw herself as a dog which had crept underneath the table to the place of opportunity. You may feel that your sins make you totally undeserving of forgiveness. Socially and morally, you may be an outcast. Despite this, you can still cry unto Christ as you hear his word preached today. She was bold in that she wanted only the crumbs, knowing full well that only a portion of Christ's grace could provide her with an unlimited supply. If you could only grasp the infinite value of God's mercy and plead with him to give you but a crumb, you would be converted today. The little that the Lord can give is enough, because Christ can make us absolutely complete. That's what you need to seek for today, the completion that is found in Jesus. Finally, please remember, saving faith saves. Christ tenderly said to this desperate woman, "Great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt." The scriptures record that the demon left her daughter from that very hour. The Lord has never turned away one who comes to him in faith. He said himself in John 6:37, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." If you ask the Lord for salvation today, he will save you. Not because I say so, but because he says so in his word. Wherever you're at, you can simply lift your heart to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me." Remember, it is not your works that save you. It's not your religion that saves you. It is your faith in Christ that saves you. And that alone. Will you not come today? Seek the Lord. Seize the opportunity. And he will save you now. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 67 Logestown Park, Coleraine, BT52 2HR. That's Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 67 Logestown Park, Coleraine, BT52 2HR. For further information, you may phone us on 028 7034 3592. That's 028-7034-3592. Thank you for listening today, and may the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.